Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Christianity, the Christian Church, fought against the law, and the law won. The law of the Lord has prevailed over Christianity, the Christian Church, with all its teachings. The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, has ruled in favor of the law, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has upheld the AVB's ruling. 1 John 5, verse 4 says, this is the victory. I say to you, the ruling, which is the judgment, is the victory. The judgment set in Romans 7, verse 1 says, the law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. The judgment stands. That judgment brings to an end the, quote, faith, end quote, mentioned in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Faith has lost the battle. Christianity is out, and so is faith, as taught by the Christian Church. Christianity, the Christian faith, is defeated completely. Christianity and faith are fallen, and the law of the Lord still stands. The authoritative word in Job 36, verse 17 says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, quote, thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. end quote. In the Job 36 verse 17 statement, the word fulfilled means brought to realization. So the statement says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou hast brought to realization the judgment of the wicked. Now, the prevailing of the law is a victory for the poor and the oppressed, and the destruction of Christianity is a defeat for the Gentiles. This is great news. Christianity fought against the law, and in the judgment, the law has prevailed. The judgment is given. And what says the judgment? The judgment says, quote, the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives, end quote. And that is great news. I will read the preamble to the law of the Lord. The preamble to the law of the Lord, Deuteronomy 12:28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Deuteronomy 4:2, ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I command you. Deuteronomy 4:39-40, know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may be well with thee and with thy children. Deuteronomy 5:32-33. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Deuteronomy 6:16-18, ye shall not tempt the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, that it may be well with thee. Deuteronomy 8:6, therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Deuteronomy 26:11, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Deuteronomy 10:20, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. And Deuteronomy 8:11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. That is the reading of the preamble to the law of the Lord. You should become well-versed in it and with it. Next, I present to you Secrets of Men. And here we go. With secrets of men. These are secrets which the Gentiles have kept from you. These are things which you have not known, but through me and my teaching. Daniel 2:28 says, there is a God which reveals secrets in heaven. What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. And let me speak about heaven. Heaven is space. And everything that is situated in at some point or place in the space called heaven. We are in heaven already. Remember, the earth, the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars are all heavenly bodies. We have been taught that. We are in heaven already. Psalm 44:21 says, he, God, knows the secrets of the heart. The secrets of the heart of the AVB. Job 34:25 says, he, God, knows their works. And Job 36:9 says about God, he shows them their work and their transgressions. All those things are evident in my teaching. Again, I remind you, consult Lawmaster Archives for all the details. Let's begin the secrets. Secret of men. Christianity, the Christian church, has been judged and overthrown. Christianity is built on a foundation of lies with the malicious intent of deceiving others. Christianity is crooked and it cannot be made straight. It is defeated completely. You did not know that. Black people did not know that. That is a secret of men. Next, secret of men. The falsity of the 23+7 statements, which I have read off to you, the Gentiles have taught those things as though they were true. The 23+7 false statements are foundational to Christianity. Secrets of men. Next, in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, there are 7 back-to-back false statements. 2 are in verse 3, and 5 are in verse 4. Secret of men. The character Paul in the AVB is discredited for lying. Secret of men. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a deceiver, a liar, and a blasphemer. Secret of men, Jesus, his disciples, and Paul are all fictional characters who rebelled against the law. Now keep in mind, these are things, most of them, if not all, are things that are taught by the Christian church as though they were true. Secret of men, all Christian ministers are liars. 2 Corinthians 11:13, all Christian ministers are deceitful workers. Psalm 62:4, they delight in lies. Secret of men, in the AVB, there are true statements and there are statements that are not true. Let me read this statement to you, give it to you. Romans 2:16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, I am at this time pointing out the secrets of men. Next secret of men. In the AVB, there are true statements, and there are statements that are not true. Okay, I read that. Those statements which are not true have been set down on purpose. They show the evil of Christianity, and these statements speak against Christianity. Secret of men, with respect to Romans 10, verse 4, Christ is not the end of the law. You, the people, are the object of the law. Secret of men, the AVB asks crucial questions which demand answers. And you can see that throughout my teaching. Secret of men in the AVB, the term no man in many instances is a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Secret of men. And this is number 12. The AVB, commonly called King James Version, is a law book. It is not a religious book at all. The church world has led you to believe that the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is a religious book. It is a law book through and through. And, of course, the evidence of that is also in my teaching. This is Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, your tabernacle. Secret of men, with respect to Hebrews 9:27, judgment is for the living and not the dead. Secret of men, with respect to John 4:25, the living God, Tommy L. Hart, is not a spirit, but a human being. Secret of men, the AVB gives a detailed description of the Lord God. Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. Secret of men, the time of the judgment is not an indication of the end of the world. Secret of men, in the AVB, the term all things refers to specific acts to be performed by the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart has performed them. He has performed all things identify the living God, all things reveal the person of God. The Bible statement says, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. By the knowledge of all things, you know that the living God is among you. Name of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Secret of men in the AVB, God does not speak at all. But by the AVB, men speak to God. These are very important things. Afterwards, after the program at some time soon, you should listen to this episode again and even write down these 35 statements of the secret of men, or secrets of men. Secret of me. then the AVB speaks to the people. Through the AVB, men speak to men. So through the instrument of the AVB, men speak to God, and through the instrument of the AVB, men speak to men. Secret of men, the AVB has accurately predicted the coming of the Lord God. Secret of men, the Gentiles have been expecting the Lord God to come. Secret of men, the calling of God. The Gentiles have called for God to come to earth in the form of a man. Secret of men, promises concerning God. God has not made any promise to men. The church world, Christianity, the Christian church, tell you that God has made secrets to men. Not so. Secret of men, the AVB bears record of promises made to God by men. Secret of men, the AVB bears record of a covenant between the Gentiles. The record shows the Gentiles have covenanted to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has not made a covenant with anyone. You see how these things are opposite to things taught in the Christian church. But these things are true. They are right. Remember, the Christian church teaches lies. Secret of men, black people, the people of the Lord, are deceived by the Gentiles' false teachings concerning Jesus. Secret of men, the Gentiles deliberately transgress the commandment of God. Those commandments which I read earlier in this episode, they are referenced here as the commandment of God. Those 10 commandments can be viewed as one commandment, the commandment of God, the commandment concerning God. Secret of men, the Gentiles have deliberately broken the everlasting covenant. Secret of men, Christian ministers are disposed to lying. They are not credible. Who are you listening to? Who are you obeying? Secret of men, there is no resurrection of the dead. Matthew 22:31 says, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken to you by God? I ask you, are you not hearing things which I, the Lord your God, speak to you? Do you not hear these things? Secret of men, we are in heaven already. as stated earlier, heaven is space, and everything that is somewhere situated in the space called heaven. The Christian church tells you, do this, do that, and you go to heaven when you die. Not so. We are in heaven already. Remember, again, those things which men call heavenly bodies, such as the moon, the sun, the planets. Earth is a heavenly body. You are a heavenly body. Why? Because you are situated somewhere in the space called heaven. You are in heaven already. Secret of Man, number 33. The Lord God has indeed come. His name is Tommy L. Hart. And the Gentiles pretend that nothing has happened. The coming of God is great news. The coming of God is a great thing. Secret of Men, number 34. The Gentiles do not fear the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. You don't hear the Gentiles speaking about the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They keep this knowledge to themselves. So with the Gentiles, the coming of the Lord God is a secret that they do not share with you. The Gentiles withhold very important information from you, the people. I say to you, listen to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Not only should you listen to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but you should do that which he says you should do. Secret of Men, number 35, 1 Timothy 6:12. The fight of faith is over, and faith has lost the battle. The battle of the fight for faith is over. Christianity has fought against the law, and the law has prevailed over Christianity. I have read off to you 35 secrets of men, things you have not known except through my teaching. These are things that you should know. So, 35 statements on the secrets of men. Much information is contained there. Visit Lawmaster Archives.com. as I said earlier, you should make Lawmaster's Archives your dwelling place. That you should spend so much time there. You should call it your dwelling place, Lawmaster Archives. These 35 things that I have pointed out to you show that the word of the destroyed, fragmented Christian church cannot be trusted. These things are telling of a conspiracy between the Gentiles to suppress important information with the intent to deceive others. These 35 things are in evidence against the Christian church and against Christianity. These things show the crookedness and deceitfulness of Christianity, the Christian church, and its ministers. And there you have it. 35 statements on the secrets of men. 35 things that you have not known except by the teaching of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter. Use hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. Join me next time when the judgment continues. And do not forget this, the judgment. The law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. That is the victory. The victory of the law. The defeat of Christianity and faith. Join me next time when the judgment continues.